Hello, friends. It's Candace. I'm coming to you from Autism One Radio. I have a very special day today. My guests are Michelle Ford, who needs no introduction. We know Michelle from Vaccine Injury Awareness League. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey there, Candace. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
So I've asked Michelle to join me in interviewing Dustin Nemos. Dustin Nemos is an entrepreneur and author of the best-selling QAnon book, An Invitation to the Great Awakening. One of the most prominent voices in the truth movement today, Dustin is a free speech advocate, a heavily censored citizen journalist, and the founder of StopBitBurning.com. There's a legal campaign against censorship. And I kind of wanted to marry our autism community, our health freedom community, with StopBitBurning.com because we've been heavily censored. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Many of our listeners might remember you from our bigger picture panel at Autism One. You were kind enough to join us there, and I really enjoyed meeting you, and I got to see you in the flesh. And I've been following you on YouTube for a long time because of your truth. So thanks for being with us today, and we're here to talk about censorship. So what is bit burning?
Well, people have a little difficulty sometimes because they hear the word bit, they think Bitcoin or something. But, you know, a bit is just digital information, and, you know, books are no longer being read nearly the way they used to be. Now information has transferred to the Internet. So the modern form of book burning, censorship, has really become bit burning. And that's kind of the point we wanted to drive home with this campaign. And of course, you know, we can get into the goal and what we're going to do with that in a minute, if you like.
Yeah. So we're going to go up against big tech for censoring us. And we know, Michelle, you and I both know that Vaxxed was kept out of the Tribeca Film Festival. We've been criticized. at the state capitol, they blame us for, things that aren't even part of our movement. But we are the rebels. Do you have anything to say about our censorship? How about our medical journals we're being banned, our science is being banned from medical journals, and how Wakefield was, tossed out on his ear by the British medical journal. And we can find that study at tinyurl.com/perpetualpaper, and you'll see the paper that caused all the ruckus. Go on, Michelle.
Oh, I love that resource. I didn't know about that tiny. So now that'll help me when I go online to try to find it. Thank you. Circling back to what you said a moment ago about that, the movie being censored from the Tribeca Film Festival in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. And, it was all over the headlines in mainstream media that Robert De Niro had to pull Vaxxed, the movie, from the Tribeca Film Festival due to pressure from some of the sponsors of the Tribeca Film Festival. And what was brilliant is, it had this sort of, I think it's called the Streisand effect, where suddenly the film became that much more interesting because it got kicked out. Lori Gregory she's down in Florida. She managed to bring Vaxxed to its first major film festival, Silver Spring Film Festival in Ocala, Florida. And that really, kicked off the movement, I like to say, because soon after that, of course, Polly Tommy was doing her interviews of vaccine injured families. And of course, now she's working on including unvaccinated, never vaccinated families. It's usually that the oldest child is vaccine injured. And so the younger children are not vaccinated. And therefore, families are now sharing their own in-home scientific studies based on observation of what happened within their own family. And the testimonies of these families is staggering. But I predict, much like Tribeca, you know, the film being kicked out of Tribeca, that will probably happen again, because we're seeing, you know, shadow banning, we're seeing low distribution numbers, we're seeing, you know, sometimes something as simple as trying to like a video or share a video is becoming increasingly more difficult to get the word out. So the powers that be, including Google, including YouTube, you know, including mainstream media, they really only have one narrative, and it is not the truth. So I think it's perfect that you're having someone like Dustin on with us today, because he is a leader in what I love to call the truth movement, because, you know, you guys are out there sharing about not only the censorship that you're experiencing, but also ways in which mainstream media are spreading lies and disinformation, twisting the truth, keeping things in the dark, and, you know, I could go on and on. So I don't mean to take
it. Yeah, so like after hashtag CDC whistleblower, you know, a lot of us were shadow banned. And, of course, Bill Gates and his bots out of Washington University to come after us and to hijack our hashtag. And they failed. It was still early in that tech game where they were trying to send bots after us, and we won. And we had reached 5 billion impressions on Twitter. However, our Facebook, they don't want us. Adam Schiff wrote a letter to Congress saying, to Mark Zuckerberg, saying that he wanted our message to be squashed on Facebook. And I heard Congressman Bill Posey go after him and say that we are the parents of disabled children. Justin, what do you think about that?
Well, Guy, I've been kind of advocating for truth, not only in, you know, against fake news, but also against Big Pharma for most of my life now. And I don't have a vaccine injured child, but I've seen for a long time the stories that come out of that. And I've been right there with you guys in terms of kind of sharing in that pain. And being at Autism One, it was difficult for me because there were so many parents there that had so many really hard experiences to hear about. And, you know, in my experience as probably the most censored person who's still on YouTube, I say that because I haven't moved my subscriber count in almost a year now. They froze me at just under 100,000. The vaccine issue itself has been the most censored thing I've ever seen, period. And
I invited you to Autism One, because you were talking about vaccines. I realized that you had a big voice.
Yeah, and just that the censorship to this issue compared to other issues, I mean, the only thing I've seen even remotely like that lately is if you try to talk about the whistleblower who's not a whistleblower, you say his name and that gets snatched pretty fast. But, you know, just the censorship is impacting every issue, whether you're trying to get the truth out about vaccines, and I know there's a lot of folks who are going to feel that cause here. I'm one of them. Or whether you're a walk-away movement person trying to share your story, walking away from, like, a party that they don't agree with anymore, or you're a person in MAGA who just is trying to share their love of the president, you know, all of these folks are getting censored. I saw a picture of Melania that was pulled as hate speech from Facebook recently. So they're getting really kind of brazen and bold with their lies, and they're calling everything that they don't like, even if it's mildly offensive, hate speech or something like that. So they're shutting out everything. We've already got Project Veritas videos proving Google wants to throw the election away from President Trump, which, you know, that's election interference. And we have all of these other videos undercover from the other big tech proving deboosting and demonetization and shadow banning and every other form of censorship that you can imagine, including overt bans. You guys know I was banned once myself. So if we stand here alone the way we've been doing, and everyone has their own issue and everyone stays in their own field, which, you know, focus is good, we're getting slow cooked like the frog in the proverbial pot. You know, they're turning the heat up. But if we stand together with all of our different issues, whatever that may be, we agree on freedom of speech. So that platform gives us a big enough voice, a big enough group by uniting all of the different YouTubers or censored media people, or whatever you want to call it, radio show, anyone who has a big big voice or a big reach that could be part of this. Together, we could take them to court with a class action. Together, we could stand up to the big tech censor. Together, we could win.
Well, I know that Michelle and I are both in on that. We are joining you.
Yeah, and, you know.
How can other influencers come and support this movement?
Well, you know, we had a meeting not even 3 months back where about 13 or 14 people showed up. They were all influencers of some sort. Probably mostly YouTube channels that I knew. The second one, which was just a month later, over 36 people showed up. Now, this included super lawyer Todd McMurtry. You guys may know
who that is.
Well, he's the guy who's one of the team of attorneys representing Nicholas Sandman from the Covington student situation, where all of the fake news came after these innocent kids for a complete lie. So he helped to step up for these children and sue fake news. So he's used to standing up to bullies. That's why I to him first. So we had a large group of folks with a reach of probably 5 million or so total at that second meeting. And a month later, roughly, we're here going into the third one in just a couple of days. In fact, 2 days. And influencers that want to be part of that, if they see this in time, they can join. They can reach out to me through email. You can provide them that, or they can find me on stopbitburning.com. And they can be part of that conversation that's coming up, which is going to be a big conversation on Zoom where we'll have a lot of people present. But there's also a newsletter. If you're a VIP person, you don't have time maybe to go to that meeting, but you want to be involved. You want to learn more about how to push back against censorship. Maybe you just want some hope because you're tired of being censored and you know, your livelihood and everything that you've built taken from you. I've been through that. It's not
good.
Can
you explain a little bit about antitrust and the attorney and where we're at in this loose lawsuit, and what do you think our chances are of beating big tech?
Sure. I mean, I can do my best. I'm not the attorney. That's why I had to go to him. But when I found Todd, I asked him, you know, I'm not an attorney. I said that to him. I'm sorry, my computer. I told him I'm not an attorney, but what do we have to do in order to break censorship? And I told him about my story briefly. I had just started my YouTube channel Christmas Eve 2017. I think it was around February I got banned that year. And then I had a baby due 1 month later. I had just lost my business on YouTube, everything taken from me because I spoke about the truth on YouTube. And they called it hate speech or some nonsense, no real answer. I told him about that, and he gave me a price tag to do some research. A basic research package that will give us hopefully what we need to get past a dismissal. That's what usually happens. You know, they just get a dismissal and then no one gets anywhere. We want discovery. We want to get into their files and their records, and we want to prove what they're doing to us. So we did a research package, and of the four options that he found that might be a viable way forward, the best thing he said our odds would be with is a class action antitrust. So a class is any group of people, as I understand it, that are very similar, like a bunch of YouTubers and independent media folks who just had our entire businesses ripped away from us and sent to Fox News and CNN and all of the big corporate media types, the fake news types, rather than being sent to where they were going, which is us, where we had earned massive audiences and huge followings, and now we're down about 90%. So there's a lot of energy behind that. There's a lot of angry influencers out there who have been through things like that, who have lost a lot. They sacrificed a lot to get to this point, and now they're being snuffed out and erased and bit burned from the internet. So that's a class. You know, there may even be multiple classes in there, and there may be even multiple classes against multiple big tech companies. I imagine that there will eventually be. However, right now, we need the movement, and we need the momentum. We need 50 to 100 influencers on the same page talking the same message about censorship so that we can drive enough people to actually take them on in the courts, because there's no independent media figure that can take on a Google or a Twitter or a Facebook or a YouTube alone. But together, we could do that, and that's kind of, you know, what we're doing here and what we hope to achieve, and class action just seems to be the best attack that we have.
Justin, can you speak to the YouTube new rules going into effect on December 10th?
I'm super curious about that. Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of things that they're doing behind the scenes, and they're also doing a lot of stuff in the rhetoric. They had that 60 Minutes interview recently, that the CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, and they basically just attacked independent media and tried to call it dangerous and hateful and racist and who knows what, right? Everything that they disagree with is Hitler, you know? So what they're doing now is they're changing their terms on December 10th, coming right up in a few days. And it's a date most of us are very aware of now and are afraid of, because many of us expect blatant bans the same day. They're saying that if you're not financially viable, they're going to remove you as a YouTuber. And that's a problem, because me independent media have already been demonetized. You know, we're not financially viable. We're costing them a lot of money. We still get a lot of views, and not paying them anymore for that with advertisements, because they won't let us speak to the advertisers. They won't let the advertisers play ads on our videos because they don't agree with what we're saying. So, you know, they've set us up for a big, big wipe. And I don't think it's all going to happen on the same day. It's too obvious. But I do think that the fake news is trying to get ahead of it, and they're preparing for that. And they're trying to mold the narrative a little bit so that everybody just goes along with it as hate or something. You know, I'm not a hateful person. I never say anything that's hateful. And in fact, I try to use compassion and logic and reason and evidence in my journalism work. But this is scary. You know, as a father, as a husband, you know, as a small business owner, you know, I even have a few people on the team now that I employ to help with this. And I don't know what's going to happen come December 10th. I really don't. I hope people are getting their email lists ready. I hope people are getting their backup channels on other video accounts ready, their websites. And I hope the subscribers are signing up for those things. I do have a few videos on the tactics that people can employ to try to push back and help their channels as a YouTuber or as a subscriber, different videos on Stop Bit Burning. There's some automation tricks in there that you can do to help maybe be in more places at once as a YouTuber to be a little harder to censor. But you know, who knows? We're going to need some help come December 10th, or we're going to need a lot of us standing together on the same page, like StopBitBurning.com.
So you were monetized and making quite a bit of money until they decided that they didn't agree with your message. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I was starting to, right? Like I was a YouTuber in Christmas Eve 2017, and then very quickly, almost 50,000 subscribers. And you know, by around 30,000, I was starting to think, hey, I might be able to make a career out of telling the truth and fighting fake news. I was getting really, really pumped up about this. By the time I got banned, I had just enough donations to get through that and rebuild another channel before we had to go back to the normal day job and quit doing what we're doing with this media business. But fortunately, you know, we overcame all of that, and we never really got a lot of monetization from YouTube, because they would, rather than, like, if your monetization is technically on, sure, we had that for a long time so that we could get better video placements and rankings and such, because that's kind of how it used to work. But what they would do is take, and I'm sure this has happened to you guys, they would take your video, flag it, demonetize it, and then you have to appeal that video before you get it turned back on. And by then, all of the watches, all the views have been done. You're not going to get paid for any ads. So really, you know, I would get pennies where I should have been making tens of thousands of dollars, you know, as a big YouTube channel or something, right? And it never happens. But a lot of people like myself were in a position where they could have made a career out of telling the truth, and they've gone under because of things like this. They've had to close up their channels. And these are voices that were effective at speaking out against the fake news, right? So we're having attrition, we're having losses, because they're having a war on media, true media.
Yes, and our listeners are very familiar with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and they saw what happened to him. They saw what happened to Alex Jones. Now, Michelle Ford has been on Alex Jones, haven't you, Michelle?
Well, not directly with Alex himself, but yes, I've been on with Rob Dew a number of times. I'm a diehard YouTuber, and I'm so bummed at the possibility that they're going to be eliminating channels and content, because it's really where I get a majority of my news. You know, I got rid of my TV in 2015, And I'm petrified. Justin, can I ask you a quick question for those of us that, you know, my question for you is, and I know there's so many other platforms, but like, where are YouTube viewers going to go to get their content? Like, what's the best one? There's Brighteon, there's Patreon, there's BitChute, you know, there's all these drop space or something like that. So what, do you have a suggestion about where people can go?
I like BitChute because it can automatically back up your YouTube. So people can focus on their YouTube just like they're doing now, but they can automatically have those videos pulled to BitChute as well. And in fact, I've even had like 3 donations through BitChute, which is crazy. I've only got 9,000 subscribers over there. And you know, I have everything automatically up through my YouTube. So I don't really even have to log in very often just to check it sometimes, make sure it's working. But there are a lot of other good ones out there. You mentioned some. There's the Utah Gun Exchange where they set it up after YouTube banned Second Amendment videos. That's UGETube. There's Minds.com. Periscope for live streams. There's a lot of different ones. My suggestion is to be everywhere because it's harder to silence you that way.
Yeah, and I just want to say that I reached out to Dustin because of the Truther movement, and he was talking about vaccines, and I felt like we could actually reach out of our choir and find a new listening audience. And that's exactly what's happening, because a lot of these truthers in the Patriot movement are talking about vaccines and aborted fetal tissue and toxins. And I just, you know, Dustin is in the forefront of being the loudest, in my opinion. That's what I see. And a lot of our values coincide. So I want to thank you for that, Dustin. And I want to send everybody to stopbitburning.com. And I have to go looking for Dustin now because it doesn't just pop up in my feed. Fox News pops up instead of the people that I'm subscribed to, like In Pursuit of Truth, or iPod 1776, and, you know, a number of other YouTubers, truthers. And I'm following Dustin because he is going to change all of this. And I want to thank you for that, Dustin. And I feel like you are a leader in this arena. So I'm coming along, and so is Michelle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome,
and
guys. Thank
a
you
lot
so much.
Of our listeners would, if we dropped some names that were in on that last call, you would be astounded.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, it's the way to go. It's, you know, that's where we need to be. So go to stopbitburning.com and join us in taking a stand against censorship on the internet. We need to have our voices heard. We need to save the kids. And we need to gather a broader audience and stop just singing our own choir.
Yeah. If I may speak to that, what you said kind of triggered a thought. And this is something I said in the past, but for the listening audience out there whose core issue is vaccines, and I'm with you because damaging the children damages everything else that happens, right? It sets the whole world up for failure on every other issue, and I totally get that.
It's all in the picture. It's all connected.
It is, and I want people to consider that most people who have not had the damage or they haven't seen the victimization in their own family or seen it firsthand, a lot of them don't want to believe it until it's too late. But while they haven't felt the damage of the vaccines themselves, maybe they haven't been impacted by that yet, many of them will care about freedom of speech. So it's an issue that you could get a really broad base of support on from every other issue. And I would also add to that, if we lose on the free speech issue, every other issue is lost. Doesn't matter what
right.
it is or who's hurt. So this is really where we have to make our stand. And this is an opportunity for everyone to be involved. And I don't consider myself a leader at all. I'm, this is just sort of a roundtable conversation between a lot of different really big YouTubers and channels that even I'm starstruck to meet, because, you know, I didn't think I did that anymore, right? But, you know, just names that I was really amazed to have in there. And the next one's going to be even more exciting. We're going to have a whistleblower. We're going to have some other people in there. We're going to have super lawyer Todd McMurtry back. And, you know, I can't give out names usually because I haven't had consent. So just me and Todd. But there's quite a few of us in there that you would recognize. So I really appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to talk about it. And I hope everyone, you know, found some value in this.
Of course, yes. So, Dustin, we are going to go ahead and wrap it up. I know Michelle has to go, so thank you, Michelle, if you want to just drop out and we'll finish up. But I want to thank you both for joining me today. Does anyone have any anything else they'd like to touch on?
Just the newsletter.
Yeah, I subscribed to my stopbitburning.com. I put my email in there. So, Dustin, thank you for all the great work that you're doing, all the ways that you're supporting other small businesses. Like, you have the Mag Assurance and the other links that you show on your videos.
Yeah.
So thank you for being the kind of person that looks out for others. Clearly, you are making your way. You're making your way in a big way in this world, and your voice matters. So thank you. And Candace, thanks also for giving us both a platform. I do have to hop off, unfortunately, but thank you again. I can't thank you enough. Have a wonderful day.
We love you and adore you, and thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good seeing you again.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So let's get into the newsletter, Dustin. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, basically people are at this point, a lot of them are like, I'm not interested, or they're going to say, well, what do I do? What can I do to help? And I'm not asking for money, not yet. We're not at that position yet. What I wanted to do first is to get the word out. And then when there's enough of us that maybe sharing that load wouldn't be as bad, millions of patriots, millions of free speechers involved, then I think it's appropriate to create like a nonprofit or a legal advocacy group, and then maybe set up a board or something of censored journalists to help me run it. And then we'll fundraise. But right now, I just want help to get the word out, especially to big YouTube channels that are complaining about censorship, because they all are, and with good reason. Maybe they don't have any hope yet, and I want to be able to give them some hope. I want to say, listen, we don't know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of us over here talking about what to do about this, and you're welcome to that conversation. And for those who aren't big influencers themselves, you can help get the word out, or just join the newsletters. There's one for influencers that are big channels, and one for folks that support them. And you can get updates on censorship and any updates that we have in terms of news about the class action lawsuit that we're trying to put together.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are working to share our experiences about our censorship online. So become a part of this movement and share your experiences, and let's go after big tech. Dustin, thanks for leading the way. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and you know what? You brought up another thought. If people go to the Stop Bit Burning YouTube channel, which is pretty much brand new, there's already a few videos of the stories of people who are being censored. I've actually asked a few of them to give me videos, and they're all busy, so it takes forever to get it. But some of those influencers that have been censored have sent in their videos, you know, and there are examples. And if people want to make their own videos, kind of like Walkaway Movement did, if your video kind of matches ours and has that language at the end about stop digital censorship, stopbitburning.com, send it in, and we'll host it on the YouTube channel, and we'll show the world how many of us there are.
Perfect. Yeah. And you do want to share your format for that? I'm working on mine. I've recorded it like 6 times, but I had trouble uploading it to where you wanted us to upload. So what I'm going to do is just do it over and then send it to you directly because I have such trouble. I'm just operating from my cell phone. I don't have some big PC or anything. So
yeah,
I'm challenged. I'm technically challenged.
Oh, me too, actually, sister. I'm bad with cell phones and everything else. But let me, I guess, if we're going to do that, with the video itself, what I've asked the influencers to do is create 3 different videos. I mean, it's a little bit complicated because I wanted to do a short commercial of many of us together, and that's kind of coming along in the background. For the YouTube channel itself, I was posting kind of as long as you want to make, an open format. My video's up there talking about my story. We have Justin Form Talk up there talking about his story of being censored. We have Miriam Heinen, who's from the honeycolony.com website, a documentary film producer. Her story's up there. And others are coming in as well. And I want to showcase all of those stories of what's happened to the people behind the channels and the victims behind the censorship. And I want people to see that we're not hateful people. We're not out there spreading hate or racism or whatever the fake news want to say about us. We're actually just out there negating their lies and doing it very well and very logically for the most part. But if people want to contribute, just go check out those videos that are there and kind of make something similar. And we'd be happy to post those videos up as well if you send them in to the website.
And our audience knows we did something similar with the Hear This Well campaign that we did for Twitter.
Oh.
And, you know, we were banned at CNN. They after Elizabeth Cohen said, Hear This Well, vaccines do not cause autism. Well, we had to rebut, and so thousands of parents stepped up and made their video. And this is the same sort of thing that we're going to do. And, I mean, this goes across so many things, you guys, like, you know, the medical kidnapping. This is all tied in, and we need to have a voice. This is about health freedom. This is about freedom. This is about health, all of it.
Yeah.
It all comes together in one big picture, and this is the forefront of what we need to be doing now. If you brought it down to dice it and figure out what to do, this is where we need to go.
Yeah, and we're going to try. We're going to
win. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. We are the people. We have a voice. We have basic human rights, and we have a constitution.
It shows you very clearly the kind of numbers for those who've been around on YouTube for a while. Independent media were getting just astronomical numbers. We were going off the charts until the censorship really took place. We outnumber them, those who are kind of woke to various levels of truth, outnumber the fake news and their ever-shrinking echo chamber so dramatically, like 5-1.
And you guys,
go
on, Justin.
Well, I just want to finish saying they suppress everything that they disagree with, and then they tell you it's not popular. But as soon as censorship is over, we are the media then.
Yeah.
They will have all lost their credibility, and we will be there on equal footing. And the president seems to already have started to take steps to open up the White House even to alternative media. It's all happening, and they're the dying old media, corporate media, that are clearly fake news.
And I just want to say that Thomas Jefferson said that the most valued part of our First Amendment should be our right to conscientious belief. And you guys know in the autism world, in the health freedom world, that we had our conscientious belief stripped from us in California. Now, we need to rise up. At all costs, we need to go after them.
Yeah.
We need to get our rights back.
And I'm optimistic. I think what they're doing there is a fear move. I think they're clamping down the same way they're doing with Second Amendment rights in Virginia right now because, you know, and I'm not trying to pick partisan sides or anything, but, you know, the Democrat Party has gone pretty far left, and now they seem to be at risk of being a regional party in the 2020. I don't know if they'll even be a national party anymore. And they're just going full grab on every right that they can, on everything that they can.
And that's all about tyranny. So thank you so much, Dustin. And I'm looking forward to our call coming right up in a couple of days. So I'm going to quickly try to get this uploaded to YouTube so our listeners can join in.
All right. Thank you so much, Candace.
No, thank you. I'm so appreciative, and I'm very proud of your work, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So thank you.
I just don't like bullies. That's all. I'm trying to do the right thing for everyone.
All right. Thank you, Dustin. And let me know if I mean, we'll talk again. I can get another interview as soon as more happens and more comes to light. So
it shouldn't take long. Yeah, it's been moving and developing really quickly so far. And of course, with censorship rearing its ugly head a few days away, possibly, everyone's kind of in a hurry to get something done.
All right. So go to BitChute to find Justin if he gets removed from YouTube. And I'm pretty sure they removed my video, my Digital Soldier video from YouTube on my own YouTube channel, but I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah, well, those people who are helping share links and upload videos and just, you know, spread the word. I mean, citizen journalism is the key to fake news.
Perfect. All right, Justin, thank you so much. StopBitBurning.com. Be well.